Hello, everybody. It's Lupin. Can you believe it? Lupin, here on my own Patreon. Why would you ever assume it was anyone else? God. Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing? I hope you're having a wonderful week. It's been a busy one for me. I can't believe it's almost Friday. Like, what? Like, in one way, it's really nice that it's almost Friday, but, like, on the other way, I feel like I got nothing done this week. But I did so much this week. It's been a really busy week. I'm just living in this time where I'm like, when can I invest in a 32-hour day? Please. I need a 32-hour day. Badly. I'm sure some of you guys feel that way, and I'm sure others of you are like, excuse me, it's quarantine, I'm not doing anything. And to you, I say, I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. Kidding. I know it's crazy for everyone right now, but man, things are just redonkulous right now. What do I want to say today? What do I want to say? One thing I kind of want to address. I've had a couple people ask me about it, and I'm sure a lot of you have noticed. If, you know, for what every person that asks, I'm sure there's people that notice and don't say anything. I haven't really been posting very much to Reddit. I've commented about it a few times. Things are weird on Reddit. Things are in a really weird place on Reddit where people are still to this day getting banned and suspended. For content, it's really hard to know what's going on, if it's Reddit going out and looking at people, if it's, someone being malicious, if it's a listener being malicious, if it's other members of the community, God forbid, being malicious. It's hard to know what's going on, so it's hard to feel safe. And it's just really put a downer on me posting on GWA. I've been, in a bunch of collabs that are getting posted. Mostly that's what I'm in is collabs lately, because I just don't feel the spark to post on there right now. And I hope you guys don't see it as like, oh, I'm only going to post audios on Patreon because I get money for it. Like, that's, I really worry that people see it that way, and it's not at all. I love doing public stuff. It's just, I don't feel safe posting publicly all the time. Even Patreon. I mean, someone I know just got recently suspended on Patreon for something they posted because it was maliciously reported. It's like, gosh, things are just crazy, you know? And right now there's not a clear-cut way to go about it. I mean, just God's honest truth, there's no clear-cut method to do anything. Sorry for my clickety-clack. Anyway, didn't mean this to be like a downer talk. Just letting you guys know that's kind of where I'm at. Because everything's just freaking weird. Everything's just odd. But I hope you guys are doing well, though. I've been thinking about that because I don't want people to just think that I'm just being lame and not wanting to do things publicly and that you have to be on Patreon to get content, because that's not what I want anyone to think. I love posting regardless of if anyone is on my Patreon or not. I love getting stuff out there. I love getting new fans and new support. A lot of people let me know to look on Pornhub. I don't know why I have such a hard time posting to Pornhub. A lot of it is that I do a lot of script fills because I have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time, so doing script fills is, easier. And also, script fills are usually better than what I can write, why would I want to write it? But, a lot of the time I'm doing script fills and I don't want to deal with, asking permission from the author and yada, 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 because you should always ask permission from the author before putting it on another kind of site. And blah, blah, blah. And it's just, I haven't really wanted to do anything on there. So I don't know. It's a whole kerfluffle, you know? And then Pornhub has its own stuff that it, you know, that it doesn't want you to post. And so I'm just like, gosh, what's going on here? Everything's funky dunky. And then I've said it a million times, but like YouTube is one of my favorite places to post. I love posting YouTube content, because there's so much less risk of getting taken down, because like if I'm posting it to YouTube, it's safe for work. So it's not going to like trigger anything, you know? But I have to write all my own content for YouTube, and that's tricky sometimes because it takes a lot of effort to write YouTube content. Because safer work isn't like my niche, and so I don't like, it's not easy for me to write like as like that, and I gotta actually take the time to write it out, and I have so many stories already going for YouTube. Writing is hard for me. Writing is like a big hard for me, because I'm so busy and I can't just write on the fly. I can't just like sit down and pump something out and go in the middle of stuff. I have to kind of juice myself up. I don't know. I've said it a million times on here, but I was an English major, creative writing major when I was in college. And so writing is a very different experience for me because of that. I'm not trying to sound pompous or anything, but like I got into a way of writing when I was in college, and it's hard for me to break through it because that's how I'm used to writing. That sounds so dumb, but I don't know how to explain it any better. I have to be just in a mindset, and it's hard for me to get into that mindset when I'm super, super busy. So writing is difficult. So I have a lot of stuff to write, but anyway, I've got lots of ideas. It's just making them come to fruition. That's like, oh, goodness gravy. And then add in everything that's going on in the world, as you guys know. Oh, my goodness. One thing I do want to talk about on Patreon, completely separate from what I was just talking about, but awesome, is that a lot of you know, if you are on my Twitch, we did a charity stream last week. We did a charity stream with Ruby C. Witch. I'm sure you guys know her. We did a charity stream and we raised $2,000.69 for COVID relief. Guys, what the fuck? That was so cool. I've already freaking cried my eyes out about it. Mr. Lupin and I donated as well. We donated a portion to it. And in total, we all raised over $2,000 by 69 cents. But like, how fucking cool is that? That was honestly one of the coolest things that I've ever, ever had happen. And I was really excited to be a part of that. Ruby and I have some things we're going to be doing. We don't have a timeline on them yet. They'll hopefully be done, you know, in pretty good order. But we're going to be doing an audio together and a couple of Twitch streams regarding it as rewards for everyone who donated. So that'll be fun to do. But anyway, if you guys ever want more content from me, honestly, Twitch is where I'm most active right now. It's really relaxing. It's a way that I can relax and hang out with you guys. So it's been drawing me in a lot, because I need relaxing, but I also love hanging out with you guys. So it's kind of a toss up where it's like, okay, I can do Twitch streams or I can like spend hours writing. And I usually go to Twitch stream. So if you guys ever want to hang out with me, Twitch is definitely a good place right now to hang out, because I'm there 4 times a week. Usually I usually stream about 4 nights a week. So I'm there pretty often. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much everything I have to go for today. Next month is May. I don't have any witty things to say about May. It's gonna be May. But the next month starts tomorrow. So we're gonna start up our new audio requests and everything like that. So definitely try to get your requests in early. so that we can get that show on the road. And then, yeah, and then we're all good to go. I'm excited for next month. Always excited to see what you guys have for ideas. Those are always really fun. So anyway, guys, I love you. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Hope you're not stressing, and hope you get some relaxation in wherever you can. Bye, guys. Mwah.